My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, dazzling, and just wonderful star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. And Elena is very, very disappointed this week. It came as a complete shock to her that Newt Gingrich dropped out of the presidential race.
Oh, my gosh. He announced that he might announce, and then he announced that he was going to announce, and the announcement came. And you think he's going to get that $3 million, $4 million he needs? I don't know.
Well, you know, it's a good question. There's a lot of people who will probably never run for president again because they have way too much campaign debt, including Hillary Clinton as well from last time. But yeah, Newt's argument that it's time for more fiscal responsibility and then being almost $5 million in the hole probably wasn't ringing real well, although most of that was probably racked up after he kind of faded from the competitive ranks. But you know, he's not the only one in deep debt right now.
Yeah, but it's kind of hard to go out asking for money when they know you have that $500,000 Tiffany's bill. And so anyway, at least Newt's doing better than the Greek economy. How's that for a segue?
That is a fantastic segue. And yeah, Greece is, as we've documented here and throughout the news in recent years, probably in the worst of it right now. Other countries could follow, including ourselves. But for right now, the Capitol Steps have done an excellent job of combining Greece and Greece to talk about the woes of the Greek economy. Here we go.
Guten Tag. I am German Chancellor Angela Merkel. And we have a situation in Europe. It seems the Germans are the only people not spending too much money. While all the other countries are out shopping, we Germans have been practicing our marching. And now they want us to bail out all of Europe, which would really make us angry if we didn't have such a good sense of humor. So now we present to you a new musical, Greece. Go, get your tickets now, only 12 billion euros. Starring Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou. French President Nicolas Sarkozy. And me, Angela Merkel. You ready, boys?
No.
Hit it. We won't tell Greeks how they should live their lives, but you cannot retire when you are 25.
We're all in danger, we should make a deal. It's quite ironic that Greece is the squeaky wheel.
Greece is the worst.
Greece is the worst, is the worst, is the worst. Now the euro is in trouble and they're trying to blame the Greeks.
Keep talking, world, keep talking.
An economic bubble cause we work 10-hour weeks.
We keep the money, you bet we'll keep the money.
I'll send you gifts to show remorse.
Not another Trojan horse.
There's another way to go.
Charge a grant for each gyro.
Greece is frightening. Oh, Greece is frightening. You're wondering what the Greeks are doing.
Greece frightening, oh, Greece frightening.
Oh, Greece is frightening. We've always had a thing for ruin.
Greece frightening. Oh, Greece frightening.
We are our real Achilles heel. Greece is frightening.
My heart is saying, fool, forget them. As head of state, I should let go.
Be rude to them, that's what I intend to do.
We're hopelessly devalued, it's true.
Summer days looking so lean,
spending days beyond their means.
We don't know what we should do.
I'd surrender if I were you.
There's no doubt we should not bail you out, but oh, maybe China might.
Oh, wella, 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 huh. Tell me more, tell me more.
Here's the best thing to do.
Tell me more, tell me more.
How about talking to who?
China could save us for sure.
But in an hour, you'd be hungry for more.
China could give Greece a start. They could build great Walmart.
No one sane would save us again, but maybe China.
Very nice, Elena. The medley from the Grease musical, Hopelessly Devalued, I think, is the one that made me laugh the loudest. But I was laughing all the way through that one.
Did you notice the one factual inaccuracy in the song? We never have these in Capital Stuff.
I'm sure you don't. I must have missed it.
Papandreou, I believe, is no longer Greek prime minister.
Yeah, and if Sarkozy doesn't get a miracle here, he might not be in the next skit, too.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to. I mean, I think they're all interchangeable, but I couldn't tell you who the new prime minister is, so I can't really fix that one for you.
Yeah, I wish I could. As a news guy, I probably should be able to tell you, but
listeners probably all know they're smart.
Yeah, yeah. Let's say that they already know, so we don't need to tell them. Elena, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later.
You too. Thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capital Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.